Drivers in Washington state will soon be prohibited from holding cell phones or other electronic devices while driving, even if they're waiting for a traffic light to change. As of July 23rd, motorists will need to put down cell phones, tablets, and other devices while behind the wheel. Governor Jay Inslee signed the bill into law in May, but vetoed a section that had the measure taking effect in 2 years. The, quote, minimal use of a finger to activate, deactivate, or initiate a function of an electronic device while driving will still be allowed. Legislators in Oregon approved a similar measure last month. Now, lots of folks in various states are probably cheering new rules like this. People living in vibrant neighborhoods, for example, that attract a lot of cars and families walking on foot. And in areas full of great shops, narrow streets, and small children, distracted driving is considered a serious danger. Faced with these problems, residents typically turn to local government for help. But in Nashville, Tennessee, neighbors on one street took a different approach. John Bunton of Here and Now contributor WPLN reports.
So keep going.
It's early Saturday morning on Elmwood Avenue, and something unusual is afoot. Normally, at this time of day, the only people out on this quiet street are dog walkers and joggers. But today, a group of volunteers are taping off and spray-painting a makeshift traffic circle at the intersection of 15th Street and Elmwood. One of them is Eric Hoke.
What's happening here?
We're painting directional turn arrows and to try to explain to drivers how to navigate the traffic circle.
Hoke works for the Nashville Civic Design Center and is a member of TURBO, which stands for Tactical Urbanist Organizers. This morning, he and other volunteers are working on Nashville's first pop-up traffic calming circle. The idea is to force drivers to slow down by putting an obstacle in the intersection. In this case, a 10-foot-wide circle full of trees and plants surrounded by sandbags.
If this were to be a long or a permanent project, there would be a curb in the middle of a traffic circle. So they're about the height of a curb. It should be close to 4 inches, so that should be pretty close to a good simulation of what the curb would look like.
Nothing is permanent, and none of the materials were paid for by the city government. A local landscaper donated the plants. The neighborhood association covered the cost of spray paint and traffic cones. The city signed off on the project and provided a policeman and an engineer to supervise the morning activities. However, Chip Knopf, who oversees traffic-related projects for Nashville's Department of Public Works, says this is very much the neighborhood's project.
This neighborhood wanted to be in the street. They wanted to be the people that built this circle. They didn't want a bunch of construction guys out there doing it.
What's happening in Nashville is a small example of a broader trend, one that's reshaping how local governments approach public works nationwide.
I think it's all about experimentation. It's all about trying things and kind of hacking the system.
This is Jeanette Sadiq Khan. For 6 years, Sadiq Khan ran New York City's transportation department under then-Mayor Michael Bloomberg. During her tenure, New York closed Times Square to traffic and created temporary parks and plazas across the city, often using nothing more than paint and planners. Now Sadiq Khan is working with Nashville's elected leaders to bring a similar sensibility to that city.
You do all sorts of long-term planning studies, engineering studies, modeling studies, and it seems to take practically a lifetime to actually see any kind of change happen on your street. And so the idea is, why don't we just try things out? Let's try something new. Let's see if it works. And if it works, we'll keep it. And if it doesn't work, we can put it back to the way that it was before.
For Nashville's residents and its government, this willingness to partner and experiment is new. At first, the neighborhood just wanted the city's Public Works Department to install a traffic calming circle. For years, Public Works essentially ignored the request, partially because traffic circles are not common in the South. That changed after Mayor Megan Barry took office. Barry happens to be a resident of the neighborhood. She's also a committed progressive who made it clear that she expects Nashville to innovate. Public Works Chip Knopf says he believes this will be the first of many pop-up projects.
We can collect data, but we're not out there every day. And if you guys, the neighbors, want to be part of the solution, bring it forward and we'll put you to work and you'll put us to work and we'll come up with a solution in the long run.
As the residents of Elmwood Avenue wake up, some come out to gawk. 9-year-old Ian Zwerner picks up a stencil and a can of chalk spray paint and starts filling in an arrow. But he's skeptical that sandbags and spray paint will work.
Yeah, Mom, aren't the cars getting
gonna crash? Because look, it's just to go here, so then they're gonna crash in that thing, right?
On this morning, at least, motorists are following the arrows. The traffic calming circle wound up staying in place for 2 weeks. During that time, the number of speeding drivers fell by 75%. That success means that the city will almost certainly install a permanent traffic calming circle later this year, with more experimental projects around Nashville to come. For Here and Now, I'm John Bunton.